My name's Stuart Langridge, and I think the magic word should be Frobnitz.
My name's John O'Bacon, and I think the magic word should be Megadeth.
And this is...
Shot of Jack.
Of all the dread sights that humanity has come to experience, the wave crashing towards your island home, the lava boiling over the edge of the volcano, the police officer rounding the corner just as you start to zip back up, the worst of them is the connected light on your ADSL or your cable modem starting to flash, meaning no internet connection. Most of us at least had some experience with computers before they were permanently wired into the internet, and it's not clear exactly what we were doing with those computers, since now a machine without the internet is like a telephone made out of jam, a completely pointless object. So when your internet connection goes away, you have to call your ISP. And then the pain begins. Is there a market for clueful internet service providers? And if there is, why aren't we, the young, the bright, the technically adept, the handsome, why aren't we all using them?
I think it's a good question. I mean, you hear this story over and over and over again in our community, right? I mean, people say, oh, God, I had to call Comcast today, right? And, you know, I got stuck with this numpty on the line, and he was asking me to just, you know, have you turned it off and on again at the wall? You know, that kind of stuff. And it makes you think that there's a lot of us out there. I mean, the whole Linux community is one such example. It's pretty big now. And they could arguably be people who are in the market for that kind of thing. So how do you think it would work? I mean, how do you think this kind of idea would fit together?
Well, what I'd like to see, I mean, there are two ways of going about this. The first one is you have a magic word. So my magic word, the magic
word. Such as Frobnitz.
The magic word could be Frobnitz, as a perfect example. So if the magic word's Frobnitz, you make sure everyone who's technical knows the magic word. So people mention it freely on Slashdot or whatever. Then when you ring up your ISP to say, my connection's gone down again, you say, oh, by the way, Frobnitz. And they put you straight through to third line technical support. Right?
So any situation where you can speak to someone on the phone and say, oh, by the way, Frobnitz. that in itself is a reason to have this.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. Then you get put through to someone who knows it. So they don't take you through the dance of, have you turned it off and back on again? Can you please restart Windows? You get straight through to a guy where say, look, I've tried pinging my cable modem. It's not giving me a DHCP address. And when I look at 10.0.100.1, which is its IP, it looks like the downstream is set to zero. What can I do about it? And they then launch straight into proper, useful, helpful technical debugging, right? That'd be brilliant. That's all you'd need.
What about if someone, like, if some regular dude on the internet who needs, like, you know, the numpty's assistance, right? If they're browsing and they're, you know, looking for Amazon coupons or something, right? And they find a website that reveals the magic word and... they're not technical. They just think they can bypass the numpties. I mean, what about them? Because that'll defeat the whole point of the system, right?
Well, that's where the second idea comes into play. If you're not sure about the magic word, and much as I like the idea of ringing up my ISP and saying Frobnitz down the phone to them and getting straight past all the cable monkeys on the help desk and straight through to someone who actually knows what they're talking about, much as I like that idea, the second idea is that someone sets up an ISP which caters exclusively to technical people. So if you ring up this ISP and say, my cup holder is broken, they just hang up the phone. anyone who rings up and asks where they can find the any key gets their money refunded and gets told to go and talk to Comcast or British Telecom or what have you. You know,
but how do you determine who's going to be in that? I mean, do you have to have a special kind of smoking jacket to join that? to join that particular ISP? I mean, does someone have to do a written test? I mean, how do you determine whether those people can join?
Well, I've got my MAC address tattooed in my armpit. Have you not?
Must be just me then.
to be honest with you, the way you do it is you put on the front page, we are a technical ISP for technical people. If you are not a technical person, do not join.
Right, so you think people would just be... So you, maybe this would be one of those things where you just... You know, the literature on the website could actually put people off. You know, you talk about things like MAC addresses, and you talk about things like... routing and IP tables and whatever else, right?
But
and
basically, and then yeah, all the things. Think,
no, I don't want any of that.
All the things that the Linux community are really trying hard. Well, at least some of the Linux community are really trying hard not to do, to get past the idea that we're just, you know, a technical shop for technical people like the League of Gentlemen.
Now, there is. But there is one such example of an ISP that does, and that's Bytemark in England. I mean, they are arguably a very technical ISP, and you know, supporters of Lug Radio and supporters of this show. You know,
absolutely.
Are they not doing that?
And if you go and look at them, their website is all very technical. Everything they say, look, we do ISP provision and so on, but they don't make a big deal out of it because they're not there for my dad. And so the question there are others. I had a look around. And there's one called Bogons.net, who are a self-described clueful ISP. And one of the questions I had was...
Bogons.
Bogons.net, exactly.
It sounds like some kind of evil empire in, like, Battlestar Galactica or something.
Which is exactly the sort of thing that would appeal to their target market. But this is the... I mean, one of the things that occurred to me about them is they seem to be quite a bit more expensive than the numpty equivalent. I mean, if you look at their prices, they're charging £23 a month for... They're a UK ISP. They're charging £23 a month for an 8-meg ADSL download. And BT Broadband, who are the big ADSL company here, are about the same price for 20 megs download. So presumably this is just economies of scale kicking in. But
that's interesting because arguably, if you think about like a big normal ISP that has to deal with, you know, home users who are not particularly technical, you'd imagine that their costs of running their support centers is going to be more expensive. I mean, that's part of the reason why they outsource them to like Bangalore and the Philippines and places like that. But you'd imagine that with someone like Bogons or Bytemark, that their support costs are actually much lower because they can get cut straight to the chase when people call them up.
Yeah, you'd think so, because then you only need to employ third-line technical support. You don't need first and second line to keep the numpty questions away from the people who are knowledgeable, because you don't have numpty questions because you're getting called by people who know what they're doing. So part of my question is, why aren't we, the tech community, why aren't we voting with our feet? Perhaps everyone listening to this is going to say, we're with a Clueful ISP. We're not with... I mean, I've had loads of problems recently with my ISP, and it'd be really unprofessional of me to tell you it was Virgin Media, so I won't. But just the but the idea...
the consummate professional there.
But I spent ages on the phone and hassle off them and going backwards and forwards with them on Twitter and by email and on the phone and so on, trying to get my my connection set back up. And I'd love to have just picked up the phone, got through to someone real and have them say, oh, we're really sorry, we'll get it sorted for you. The reason I haven't voted with my feet is because they're cable and I quite like being on cable and they're the only cable provider in the UK. But as soon as I move to ADSL, I plan to look at a really clueful ISP, get someone who... I'll pay a little bit extra, but I'll get good service.
But the thing is, I think part of the... So I'm with Comcast in the US, and we're with them because they seem to provide good service, and they seem to be fairly economical in terms of the price. And the reason why I don't mind going with someone like Comcast is that generally it does work. I mean, most of the time it does work. Every so often it goes down and I go and do what everybody else does. You know, I first of all reboot my laptop, and then if that doesn't work, I go and restart the router. So I don't know whether I don't know whether the reason why people aren't moving with their feet is because generally shit doesn't go bad that often. It's only if it's just going wrong all the time that you really want to rely on the support service, right?
But it's just incredible pain. It's like saying, you know, my dick doesn't fall off often, but when it does, it's a really big problem, you know?
Wow. Quite an analogy there. Something you need to tell us,
Mr.
Langridge.
Well, there you go, you see. Well, that's what happens when you go with the only cable provider in the country that you're in. What I'd like to do here is I'd like to hear from people who say, this ISP is really good. Why are we not flocking to the few, the decent, who actually provide really good service?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we look to our awesome Shot of Jack community to provide their feedback on A, good ISPs, B, bad ISPs, and also whether the idea of a more technical ISP could work. So The way in which you can contact us is at shotofjack.org. Go to the website, go to the entry on the website where you heard this this particular shot, and leave your comments there.
You can also send us messages on Twitter, send them to @shotofjack, or you can tag your messages with #shotofjack and have them appear on the website.
And don't forget, if you want to get in touch with Ak and I, then you can email us at talktous@shotofjack.org. And we'll see you on the very next Shot of Jack.